Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky called for full clarity on Wednesday on the details of a Russian plane crash in a Russian border region, killing all 74 people on board, including 65 Ukrainian prisoners of war. VOA's Rick Pantaleo has more.
Zelensky accused Moscow of playing with the lives of Ukrainian prisoners of war. It is evident that the Russians are playing with the lives of Ukrainian prisoners, with the feelings of their families, and with the emotions of our society. It is necessary to establish all clear facts to the extent possible, considering that the plane crash occurred on Russian territory beyond our control. Russian officials accused Ukraine of deliberately shooting down the military transport and said it was carrying Ukrainian prisoners of war. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
Fighting intensified Wednesday in Gaza's Khan Yunis, the focus of Israel's war against U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas. The United Nations said 9 people were killed in tank shelling at one of its shelters, sparking international condemnation. The UN slammed a blatant disregard for the rules of war, while the United States deplored the attack at the shelter housing displaced Palestinians in southern Gaza's biggest city. It came after the Israeli army said it had encircled Khan Yunis, the birthplace of Hamas's Gaza chief, accused of being the mastermind of the October 7th attacks that sparked the war. Join host Michael Lippin for VOA's Flashpoint Iran podcast every Wednesday, featuring news and analysis about the Islamic Republic's suppression of domestic dissent, sensitive nuclear activities, as well as involvement in regional and international conflicts and tensions. He'll bring you compelling conversations with newsmakers, researchers, and activists. This is VOA News. A handful of Canadian hockey players have taken leaves of absence from their current clubs as they face possible criminal charges. AP correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh has that story.
5 players from Canada's 2018 World Junior team have taken a leave of absence from their current clubs following a report that 5 members of that team have been asked to surrender to police to face sexual assault charges. Michael McLeod and Cal Foote of the New Jersey Devils, Carter Hart of the Philadelphia Flyers, Dylan Dubé of the Calgary Flames, and former NHL player Alex Formenton have all recently been granted leave. London, Ontario police launched an investigation in 2022 after Hockey Canada settled a lawsuit with a woman who said she was sexually assaulted by members of that team at a gala. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
Alex Formenton is now with the Swiss professional hockey club Ambri Piotta. The stock market value for U.S. tech giant Microsoft crossed the $3 trillion milestone for the first time on Wednesday, retaining its place as the world's second most valuable company, just behind Apple. Here's a Reuters correspondent, Gabe Singer.
The two companies have been vying for the most capitalized stock on Wall Street since the start of the year, with Microsoft briefly dethroning the iPhone maker earlier this month. Backed by its investment in ChatGPT maker OpenAI, Microsoft is widely seen as a frontrunner in the race for market dominance and the rollout of generative artificial intelligence. Its competitors on that front include other tech heavyweights like Google owner Alphabet and Facebook owner Meta. Using OpenAI's technology, Microsoft has rolled out newer versions of its flagship software, as well as its Bing search engine, which is expected to better compete with Google.
That was Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer. The U.S. Federal Aviation Administration on Wednesday tightened pressure on aviation giant Boeing by barring the troubled company from expanding production of its best-selling 737 MAX planes following unacceptable quality issues. Reuters correspondent Julian Satterwhite explains.
U.S. watchdogs say Boeing's MAX 9 jets can fly again. The Federal Aviation Administration lifted a grounding order late Wednesday. The jets had been out of service following the mid-air blowout of a big panel on one operated by Alaska Airlines. Now the FAA says the aircraft can fly again once inspections are completed. That's a big relief to Alaskan and United, the type's 2 main operators. They've been forced to cancel thousands of flights. The ruling is a big blow for Boeing, which had wanted to boost output to close the gap with European rival Airbus.
That was Reuters correspondent Julian Satterwhite. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.